the agenda for our last meeting. After the opening, we're going to have a prototype presentation. Then we're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and the financing of our remote. Then we're going to evaluate the product and I think the whole production process. And then we're going to close it up. We have 40 minutes. So. No, let's have a project presentation.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Sure.
You or me?
You read that stuff since
okay.
I'm ready.
Well, since materials aren't exactly what we're going for, I'm just going to translate what this all means for you. The base is going to be gunmetal grade, which is what we have decided. It's going to be plastic. Then there's the latex cover, which is what you see as red, because it can be replaceable, we just kind of went with the color.
Right.
And then the buttons are actually kind of poking through rather than on top. And the buttons will be a much lighter blue, almost see-through. It's just sort of very pale blue and will light up yellow.
Yeah.
And the whole thing lights up if you press any button, rather than it, just that one button will light up. And then at the bottom we have our logo, bright yellow, sort of designed with the RR. Which will actually look like our logo.
Okay.
And then on the side, you have the buttons. And then one button, but they kind of push up and down.
Okay.
And then they go scrolling.
No.
Yeah.
It's just buttons.
Right, yeah. And then, yeah, the buttons.
On-off switch will be here. And as you've noticed on our prototype, they've ended up with a curvature, kind of like concave sort of thing. Clicker, you know, can't see anything.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping that when we get to production, we can actually make them like that because they're very nice to stop. You know, stick your finger in.
Yeah.
The two squared buttons are our two probably least used menu. Yeah. And then these are the numbers. So our channel and our volume will be on either side.
Yeah. And then the last thing is just that little black labeling on top.
And did you determine the curvature of the bottom part of it for the hand? Is it going to be a single or a double?
I'll say a single.
Single. I think that sounds good because it's not big enough to really constitute a double.
Right, yeah, it's only actually the size of my hand.
Great. I think you did an awesome job.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And it's everything that we discussed.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Good job.
That was really good.
Right. What's next in our agenda? We're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and it's the recording.
Okay, so part of the presentation. I don't really know exactly what we should talk about. It's under evaluation.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the criteria we're going to ask. Is it easy to use? Is it fashionable? Yeah, I guess we should write these down so we can reference them.
Feel good, meaningful?
Like, does it feel good?
Physically.
Like, yeah, physically. That's just for current trends.
Right.
It doesn't really count, I guess.
It was a little difficult to incorporate the cover with the cherry food on.
Yeah. But so we do have removable covers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well then that's good. That's what you mean. Everybody have that?
Probably.
Yeah, she's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're using the criteria for a set-point scale. And so we need to discuss how we feel it falls within this range. So for easy to use, do we feel it's very easy to use?
Are we going to
essay or individually, right? What do you guys
just
orally?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Easy to use, I vote 6.
Oh, wait, that's false.
Oh! 2.
Okay.
I'd say 2 as well.
Yeah, 2.
2.
Oh.
That's what I say.
Hello. We're great.
Okay, fashionable.
At
the moment, no.
No, I mean, like, no, I think it's very
fashionable. Me too, very chic.
I would give it a one.
One. I give it a
I'll
one.
Give it a two, because at the moment it's not looking that good.
Well, that's, and that's just
the
like, that's a clay, it's not
right.
a type. What do you think?
I don't give that much one. Give it like three or four.
Okay.
So the average is about a two?
Yeah, it's a two.
And I'm not
two
questionable,
or three.
So.
2.5.
That's okay, yeah.
All the customers we have.
Does it feel good?
Imagine, since we obviously don't
I
have
feel
that.
Like
the shape of it actually does.
And it's it is very ergonomically designed. It's gonna be curved.
Yeah, it's gonna be thicker.
Yeah.
I think it feels good.
I think so too.
I'll give it a two.
Okay.
Two.
I'll give it a one.
What do you say?
I'd say two.
I said technologically innovative. I'm sorry, I'm taking over again.
Oh no, it's fine. You're
right.
You're project manager. yeah, I mean, and it, does it have voice, I mean, the phrase recognition on it?
Yes. Right? We were able to do it with that kind of
oh, right,
chip.
We could do it with the chip, yes. It wasn't, and we had no reflection of it on the prototype,
yeah.
But that's
right.
Because it's
that
like two dimensions.
Okay, and we discussed that.
Yeah,
right.
So. Then yes, then I would, well, it isn't, what else would it mean for it to be technologically innovative?
Well, we don't have the, you know, we can't say channel, it changes the channel.
And it doesn't cover anything other than TV,
right.
So I'd probably give it a three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though it is, for just a TV remote, it's very advanced. But it is just a TV remote.
Yeah. I'd go for a three or four on that one, so.
I'd go four.
Okay. Let's go for
three and a half.
Right, and the last criteria is it
squishy and free?
Well, we've covered that with the
it's just
well,
trendy, basically.
Yeah, so I'd give it a two.
It's capable of being
okay.
Oh, it's very
and
capable
very
of being squishy and free.
Okay,
and it's very important.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay,
so,
next. So our new model, slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie, appears to be a winner, and hopefully we'll sell millions. Good job, team.
How did you get that in there?
What?
Slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie.
It does.
It's
that was good.
Thanks.
Very good. All right. Let's go back to this. Okay, so now we're moving on to finance.
Okay.
I'm going to show you an Excel spreadsheet, and we're going to fill it in together based on what components we're including in our remote and see if it's under 1250 euro. If so, we can proceed. If not, we need to go back to the drawing board a little bit. Okay, so let me bring that up. Here we go. All right. It's not hand-on, though. It's powered by battery.
Yep.
So we give it a
two.
Number of components we plan to use. Do I just put quantity being one battery or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's a, do you want to go for, this is where we need to make the final call, if it's a lithium or if you want to go for AAAs. Because AAAs we're going to have to do more than one battery. Oh, let's just go for a lithium. What do you say?
Yeah.
Let's do lithium.
I think
we're
going to be people who purchase this are going to be technologically
advanced.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to the electronics. Section. We're going to need this kind, correct?
Yeah.
If you do
yeah.
the voice sensor. So one of those. It is a single curve, so one of those. Oh, what's that? Yeah, that's
yeah.
correct. Okay, down here,
so
case material.
Plastic. And special.
Down here, interface type. We're going to have the integrated scroll.
No,
isn't oh those are just regular.
But
oh, that's the push button too right there.
Yeah.
This
so integrated scroll wheel or push button. We're really having just push button interface.
Okay. So we can just go.
But will we actually we'll need two, won't we? One for the top and then one for this for each side?
But that just covers the type of button we're having. Because we're not doing a scroll on the side, it's a push button.
Like the 29 means like you have both scrolls and push button.
Okay.
Right. I think what Courtney's talking about is do we need to put two
like,
here?
Because there's like one interface right here, and then because it's not going to be on the same plane when you press the button, there's
right.
going to have to be
yeah.
additional signals on the sides.
Okay.
So there's like going to be an extra one on each side.
I don't know, that might put us, well,
let's just. Two interfaces, is that what she was
Two
or three, because of one each side on the top.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's fine, since it comes out the same as 29, or less than 29.
Okay, and we're gonna, button supplements, the buttons are not.
They're special color.
Okay.
They're a special form, because they're indented.
Oh, right.
And they're a special material.
Yeah.
Well, we're under cost then.
We're over.
No, we're under, 12.5 is our limit, it's our 11.2.
So we can go to production.
We can go to. Okay. Now we're gonna talk about the project process, and whether or not we're satisfied with the whole process and the result. Did we have a lot of room for creativity? Did we have a lot of room for individual leadership, teamwork, and the means, meaning the technology that we use to produce our little guy there? And if we found any new ideas. Now, the question is, how do we do this?
Or do we just discuss it?
Discuss, sure. All right. Who would like to go first?
I think we got stifled for creativity by the company itself in restricting us in the ACUs and in a TV room initially.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And you're like, yeah.
No, yeah, that's a good point. Because I'd forgotten that that wasn't our decision. Yeah.
And how did you feel about the whole process, though?
Oh, overall, I mean, I thought we did a good job. We had to choose, basically, we had control over minus it being just the money to do or not. We had to choose what we wanted to do with it.
Right, and we got say over how technologically advanced it should be and not that fashionable, which I kind of.
And more fashionable, right?
What about the teamwork aspect? How did you guys enjoy making the model, the prototype?
Yeah, we did well.
Yeah.
I think you did. Did you work well together in there?
Yeah.
Well, no,
we
were scratching and fighting.
And we've all been a pretty congenial team here, I think.
Yeah. I mean, minus you guys being, what is it, the survey annoying or
irritating.
Yeah. Wow, it's definitely a strong one.
Okay.
The means, the whiteboard didn't work.
Yeah.
What you got?
I have to knock that one down.
Yeah, no internet.
And her friend here really strongly about the internet.
I do. There's so much available.
The digital patterns.
Yeah.
They're fun. Even though I'm not really sure what I do with them, but they are awesome.
We use the laptops for receiving everything.
Yes.
Right, laptops are
wireless too.
Wireless. And that we have a shared network where we can put all the.
Yeah. And let's not forget the sexy dual microphones everyone gets to wear.
And Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Okay, have we found any new ideas through this process?
We are really going to sell this. Ta-da.
For something that looks cool and also has what I want it to do technologically. And that's your right brain taking over, wanting the artistic, the fashionable, the hip.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If we all just went out and bought useful things, I don't think. I mean,
that's why I don't like Macs or Apples, is because I look at it. I know it's probably a very good computer, but I look at it and I'm taken back to elementary school because they look the same.
Mm.
They look like they did when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, they're so pretty and just like.
But your district school board only uses Macs with their kids.
Exactly. So I associate them with like really low tech, really cheap.
Just the Mac font body.
Yeah.
But I do like iPods. Go figure.
Yeah, no, iPods, they want those words for presentation.
Well, iPods are now quite trendy and they come in different
colors. Exactly. I mean, how many people went out and bought a Nokia phone back when we were like in high school just to like, get the changeable face
plates?
Oh,
yeah, everybody.
Okay. Anyway, so
but my one issue is just like the whole it's for TV only. I was like, who's going to buy a remote just for the TV unless they've lost things?
Look at it. That is a fashionable
cheap people.
Whoa. Marketing director says, yeah. special people.
We're gonna have to actually create the desire for it.
Oh, I would create desire.
Maybe in a commercial where they think that all their needs will be met. This will help them find the one.
They'll be sexy with it.
We could have like an Adam and Eve type commercial, and that's the fig leaf.
Okay.
That'll sell.
And so the serpent says, use our remote.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna wrap this up now. The costs are within the budget. We evaluated the project, and now we want to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary, and then we want to have a big giant party gathering for the rest. So,
woo-hoo.
Great, thank you, team.
Mark,
you did a great job. It was lovely working with you.
You too.
Yay! Thanks to the project leader.